I was appearing a 17-year-old boy and it was joyriding in a stolen vehicle, broadsided an educational assistant and killed her. And that was in our news for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's a tragic comment on certainly on young people. But what's even more tragic is the airplay it gets, because people get this feeling that young offenders, that youth crime is on the rise, that absolutely the world's going to hell in a handbasket, as my grandmother would say. And the thing is, you hear about it all the time because you hear about the one incident over and over and over and over again. And Statistics Canada shows us on their website and their literature that youth crime is actually in a decline, a very slight decline right now. But the media chooses to make us believe, for one reason or another, that it's absolutely mushrooming, that we're not safe in our homes or even in the hall out there. So I just want to make that plug that I've been a teacher for 28 years. I probably have the ticks and the all those invisible scars as a result of it. I wouldn't change my job for anything. I'd love to, when I retire, to be able to write full time. I'm looking forward to that. But I've also been very blessed to be a teacher because my students show me ways of being that I could never hope to imagine. I also want to tell you that when I went to the White Pine celebration in Durham last year, to be in a room of several hundred young people, most of whom who had read my book and even knew my name, for one thing, was absolutely amazing. As a matter of fact, just a little aside, I had to I went to a school 2 days earlier, and the secretary in the school had been announcing they were in the week of projects where kids didn't actually have to go to classes. They were working on individual independent study projects, and they announced that I was going to be there. And anybody who wanted to go to the library could. Well, my name is Don Acker. Almost everybody mispronounces it as Acker. Anyway, the secretary on the VA had announced a couple of days that Dan Acker was going to be appearing. Well, the kids, there were just this huge number of kids, and they thought it was Dan Aykroyd who was going to be there. Anyway, you take what you can get, right? But I just want you to know that it has been a phenomenal, phenomenal shot in the arm for me as a teacher and as a writer and as just a reader as well to have been a part of the program. And you should also know, over in my backyard, I put up a couple of years ago an above-ground pool for my daughters, and I did the whole do-it-yourself route, dumb. But I did. I put it up, and against all kinds of arguments. I didn't want it. I knew I'd have to end up taking care of it, and so on and so on. Of course, yes, I do. I have to end up taking care of it. And I spend an hour every day vacuuming that darn thing, because over the pool is this tree. And I have threatened to cut that tree down I don't know how many times, because almost every manner of flora and fauna falls into that pool. Slightest little breeze, you can just see the curtain of stuff fall. And that was going down this summer. It's a white pine, and it's going to stay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, for your wonderful stories. Our conference theme this year, amazing stories, and we're just hearing them all the time. Don will be upstairs autographing at 1 o'clock, so you can buy his book and get it autographed up there at that time. And he will be in conversation this afternoon at 3:45 in 202D to hear more of his stories. The Golden Oak Award, Deborah Ellis, Parvana's Journey, a book I know we all know. Deborah was not able to be with us this year, but I did want to give that accolade here. And I want to thank the publishers, and I want you folks to take your message back to your publishers. Thank them very much for their support as well. We know that we ask for multiple copies so that we can send them out to our readers. We really appreciate their cooperation. And last but not least, would all the members of steering committees and selection committees involved with any of the Forest of Trees reading programs please stand, past or present members, please stand. We are all important in this circle. And you folks do so much work, and it's volunteer work, and we, the OLA, appreciates all of your work so very much. Thank you. Have a wonderful conference. Thank you.